Welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your hosts, Diamond and Silk and Silk O' Silk.
Diamond O' Diamond.
Okay, so before we get into the nitty gritty, I just want everyone to know to make sure that you subscribe so that you can get notified each time we post a new episode. Because y'all know how social media is really tripping right now.
Oh, I mean, girl, they're falling.
Did you know that they were fact checking things that were true?
Oh, and fact checking opinions.
Right. And if it's true, they'll say, well, oh, it's true, but the person didn't mean to say it that way.
Like they was joking or something.
Absolutely. But how do they know if they're not in the mindsets of that person?
But they said it. They don't even have to be in the mindset. Just look at the lips. They said it.
I know. So that's why we're telling all of you all to make sure that you subscribe so that you can get notified each time we drop a new episode. Also, don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get a signed autographed copy at diamondandsilkbookstore.com. That's diamondandsilkbookstore.com. So when you order it from there, you'll get a signed autographed copy.
Wow. Also, if anyone wants to advertise on our podcast, please send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com.
Yes, Silk. So you know the debates was the other night, girl. And we have to talk about some things.
Yes, we do.
How did it leave you feeling? Just tell me your thoughts about how did it leave you feeling?
It felt like a setup. And it felt like there was two against one. It felt like the president was debating more of the moderator versus the candidate Biden, because it's like they was hiding Biden and protecting him. So it's like the moderator was the one stepping in the place for Biden and attacking our president. It seemed as though that every time President Trump go to say something, try to defend himself against something, or give a statement or a point, Chris Wallace will interrupt and deflect and distract. But whenever Joe Biden went to say something, you know, Chris Wallace sat back on his hind part and said pretty much nothing. And then that's why President Trump had to come in and interject, like, wait a minute, no. You know, so that's how I saw it. But, you know, I'm ready for the throwdown.
Okay, so what you call the throwdown, Silk? So what's the throwdown?
What I'm looking at, Diamond, is that we don't have no time to just be fiddling around here.
Right.
We already know that Jim Crow Joe don't give two rat cents about America. We already know he's tied to China, Ukraine. We already know all of that. What I want for people to know is what our president have done for this country.
What he has done for this country, but it was really hard for that to come out when you have two against one. Let me just say this here. I can understand President Trump's frustration when he has been the leader of the world, or the free world, for almost 4 years. He's done his best. Promises made, promises kept. And then you have someone on stage trying to make it out that trying to make it look like that he's a racist, he's not doing anything for the country, he hasn't done anything in the midst of this pandemic. I think that's the thing that can frustrate you the most, when the person that's making those allegations and accusations against you is the one that's sitting up hiding in a basement with a mask on.
Right. I got all of that. But still, I want more of what has been done for our country as far as President Trump. What have he done?
Right.
And let that stand out more. So
but wait a minute, how can you do that?
I'm about to tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm about to tell you. When they throw up their deuces, okay, and they're about to hit you with the right, then you duck and come back up with, I've done this, and this. Because they want you to go toe-to-toe, back and forth, to get off of your center.
Right.
So you have to stay on. It's like staying on message. They want you to be on the defense all the time. So it becomes a fight. And I when I say I'm ready to get into it, into the fight, I'm not talking about a fight with words. because everybody been yapping. I'm talking about a fight with solutions. I'm talking about a fight with what has already happened and taken place in policy. Our country under Donald J. Trump.
Right. You're talking That's, about policy.
What am I talking about?
Policy. You're talking policy. About policy.
I'm talking about policies.
And we understand that Jim Crow Joe.
You look at Jim Crow Joe, he yeah. have no policies. He have right. no solutions. He already said he's not part of the Green New Deal, but then followed back up and talked about the Green New Deal.
Right.
About it funding itself.
Right. The thing that sort of irritated me is they always bring up race, like race, race, race. And the moral to the debate ended in race. You know, the headline.
Not the election race.
No, I'm talking about skin color race. Right.
Yes.
And so they're accusing President Trump of not denouncing white supremacy. But President Trump has already denounced white supremacy several times. And when we thought about what the New York Times and other outlets were writing, it was like, hold up. When is Jim Crow Joe Biden going to denounce white supremacists?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
because he was the one hand in hand with a former KKK member. He's the one that reached across the aisle to a segregationist.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to reach far because it was right there in the Democrat Party. He claimed that he was the Democrat Party. Well, if right. he is the Democrat Party, that party is the party of racism, the party of slavery, the party of Jim Crow, the party of white supremacy. When is he going to denounce it? Not only that, when is Jim Crow Joe going to denounce himself?
That's right.
Why isn't people asking that? Why are they feeding him softball questions? Why aren't they hitting him back on his record? Anybody else, they will be hitting them back on their record.
Yeah.
They're giving this man like just softballs, just throwing out little softballs to him. And it's almost like they're in cahoots together to yeah. make it as comfortable as possible for Jim Crow Joe. And that's what I don't like to see.
So let's piggyback on something with the white supremacy, okay?
Okay.
I looked up the definition. It says it's the belief that white people are superior to those of all other races, especially the black race, and should therefore dominate society.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a white supremacy is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or white supremacist is, and that's what their beliefs are, okay?
Right.
All right. So now, when I look at this, you ask, They continue to ask that question to President Trump about denouncing white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
We all denounce white supremacists because we don't like Antifa in
right.
the streets destroying the black community.
Absolutely.
Okay? Trying to dominate society, all right? Trying to build these different infrastructures within a city construct and say that this is our zone. If you come here, the autonomous zone, remember that?
Right.
Okay. That's even though it was Antifa, they were still under the umbrella as white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so when I hear them say that, why don't you ask Jim Crow Joe Biden that question? Because he said he was the Democrat Party. All right.
Absolutely.
The Democrat Party is the party of slavery, Jim Crow, racism, segregation, okay? And if they are the party of this, why won't they denounce themselves?
Mm.
Why can't Jim Crow Joe denounce Antifa? Why can't Jim Crow Joe denounce the KKK? Why can't he do that? But they throw it off on President Trump. They throw it off on the Republicans. Just
mm-hmm.
because you white don't make you a white supremacist. It's about your actions. And when
right.
I look at today's society, I see Antifa, I see Black Lives Matter. Now, let me say something about Black Lives Matter and how I'm tying white supremacists to Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
I see white folks out there with the signs held up. So why are you?
Well, wait a minute. Okay, now I don't have a problem with white people going out to protest for any cause. What I have a problem is when I see white people in the streets reaping havoc in these communities and black neighborhoods, burning down stuff in the name of Black Lives.
That's exactly where I was going with this here, because it's not about you protesting because of Black Lives and the mattering of Black Lives. It's when you go out there as a white person and riot and loot and burn down black communities in the name of Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
far as I'm concerned, you're a white supremacist because you feel like you're superior than the black race. You feel like it's okay to go in there and dominate that particular city or that particular state to say, this is what we're going to do. You're going to burn this city down. And it's a black community. Is what I'm saying. Okay.
And it's black people that's going to be severely affected by your actions.
If
you're going in, because it's not protest. What you're doing is rioting, reaping havoc, and causing chaos and confusion.
And I think that it's time for Republicans to stop trying to justify the white supremacist label that have been placed on the whole Republican Party by the Democrats to make it appear a certain way, because your actions speak louder than words. I don't see Republicans out in the street burning down the black community.
Okay, but wait. When you say justify, I don't think Republicans are justifying it. I think that, or they could, I think, here's the deal. When they're silent about it, they justify it.
That's how you justify it. When you try,
but when you don't speak out about something that, hey, that's not me, or no, I don't do that, when you are afraid to, it gives it justification as if, oh, it must be true because you're not denouncing it or saying it's not true.
That's right. That's right. And whenever you try to defend it, it makes it appears like you are okay with it. I'm not saying that this is what anybody has done. What I'm saying is, I notice how the Democrats like to push that off. They even call you and I white supremacists.
Okay, so but can you please break down when you say defend, what are you saying?
Because
I don't think Republicans are trying to defend white supremacy. Go ahead.
I'm going to use ourselves, okay?
Okay.
When they call Diamond and Silk or us a white supremacist, what we do is let them know we're not white supremacists.
Right.
Speak up about that. We don't try to defend that like we are a part of them. No, we're not them.
Right.
Okay. So the reason why I think that the question continue to come up when it comes down to this white supremacist is because people are not speaking out to say, we are not that. Right. I'm not a card carrying white supremacist.
You're on the defense. They're always on the defense about it instead of being on the offense.
Instead of calling you out and then moving forward. So then therefore you don't have to entertain that.
Right.
I remember we was on an interview and I remember somebody bringing up something about white supremacists to make it appear like that the Republican Party is with white supremacists. And I had to interject and let this particular black guy know that, you know, what about black supremacists?
Right.
Okay, what about black supremacists, the ones that feel like they're better than other blacks?
That's right,
you know? Absolutely. And what it did, it shut them down.
That's right.
It shut them down because they can't come back with facts. So it's like, to me, it's like a cancer diamond. It's like a cancer that Democrats continue to infiltrate within the party of Republicans to make it appear a particular way. And then when they push it off on you, instead of you saying, I'm not it, or ignoring them with it, you defend it. And when you defend it, a lot of people can say, oh, well, now you must be a part of it. And that's
We have to clarify. It's not defending it. They become defensive.
Defensive of it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yes. Thank you for that clarity.
Yeah. I'm just listening to
What I'm trying to.
It's like I'm listening to what you're saying here. And I know you're not trying to mean it in a bad way. It's being defensive about what someone say about you. And the defensiveness is not even taking up for yourself and saying, whoa, that's not me.
Yeah.
And that's why they keep coming back with the same old, playing the race card.
Girl, thank you. That's why you my sister, because you can deliver the message. You got exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. And so a lot of times when they call us out of our names and make derogatory statements or whatever, and after we shut them down, notice they don't come back.
They can't. They have no comeback.
Yeah.
They have no comeback. And whenever you are going up against your opposition, you always want to play offense. You never want to be on defense. That's so you have to have a comeback. You can see, you can look last night, even Biden, how he lied about he was not part of the Green New Deal. He said he opposes the Green New Deal, yet his website has something else on it. And let me tell you what his website has.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, girl. His website says, Biden believes the Green New Deal is a crucial framework for meeting the climate challenges we face. Mm-hmm. It powerfully captures two basic truths, which are at the core of his plan. The United States urgently needs to embrace greater ambitions on an epic scale to meet the scope of this challenge, and our environment and our economy are completely and totally connected. Now, I could have sworn, I thought he stood on that stage and said that he opposes the Green New Deal. He's not part of that.
He lied. You know, they right. call him hiding Biden, but he's also lying Biden.
Lying, hiding Biden.
Yes.
Is what he is. So when he stood on that stage, he told so many lies. The comeback was, come back on him. What about this? What about when you said that? And here's the deal, what people need to understand. Joe Biden has been in government for 47 years.
Yes.
And all of a sudden he can fix it in the next 4 years. This man is old. He's frail. He's tired.
Yes.
He stays somewhere stuck in the basement with a mask on his face.
Yes.
How in the hell is he going to fix anything around his ear? He can't even fix himself. He can't even fix his mouth to form a good, coherent sentence so that it will make sense.
So that it will even make sense.
Right. So how is he going to fix anything
here
in the United States of America?
That's right. He can't even fix a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, because he may think that fixing a peanut butter and jelly sandwich required a peanut, some butter, and some jelly. But this is a tweet that I tweeted out. I said, Jim Crow Joe is like an auto mechanic who's been working on the same car for 47 years, and now he's asking for 4 more years to fix the issue. If he couldn't fix it in half a century, how is he going to fix it in 4 years?
That's right.
Say no to Jim Crow Joe.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Say no to that.
How does he fit so well at such a time as this? Because he's been saying he's going to do this and he's going to do that. Mm-hmm. But the man keeps getting rich.
Oh, yeah. Now, he's skimming from the top, leaving people left at the bottom. So that's for sure. But people, you have to make the judgment. You're going to have to make the decision. Instead of looking at, you're going to have to look into the candidate, Jim Crow Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. He's done nothing for America. Everything has been bigotry. It's been racism. It's been racists that have spewed from his mouth. So how is he going
to
fix it?
The media set continues to save him. Then somebody can say that President Trump said this, 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 and this. The media blows it out of proportion, and they say, oh, he said this, 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 and nobody heard President Trump say nothing. But
right.
We got Joe Biden on tape, on video camera, saying this and saying that, and the media is silent.
The media is very silent, so it makes me wonder, are they in on the fix? No, are they in on the fix? Really, really, are they in on the fix? Now, I've been hearing, it's been word through the grapevine, some are saying, it's been alleged that Biden is not sure if he wants to do another debate, allegedly. So my thing is, why wouldn't Biden want to do another debate? Is it because he's afraid that someone may catch him in more lies? Like, why would you not want to do? We need to see you as a person.
Yeah.
What are you going to offer? Are you going to offer more than President Trump has already done? Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Can this man offer you more than what President Trump has already done for this country?
That's right.
He can't, because he's been in government for 47 years and haven't done it. It shouldn't take you all day to figure out if you're going to do something for America Americans.
Yeah. And if he knew how to do it, he should have told Obama. Because he was right there with him for 8 years. Why didn't he tell Obama?
He didn't tell Obama. Another thing that they talked about was they talked about healthcare, Obamacare.
Yes.
You all remember, and let me tell you something, a good comeback about Obamacare. Obamacare was Obama without the care. Mm-hmm. The mandates was thrust on people. It was even so harsh that even down to the employers, if they could not provide insurance coverage for their few, employees, mm-hmm. they had to cut their hours. So most Americans wasn't even working 40-hour weeks. They were working less than 40 hours a week because of the strong mandates that was bestowed not only upon the American people who had to have the insurance, but also upon the employers who had to make sure they provide the coverage.
Wow.
So Obamacare was not good at all. And the mandates that they put in place was not good. It hurt everybody.
And it was also unconstitutional.
That's
right.
So when Jim Crow Joe Biden sat on stage lying about the president hasn't done anything when it comes to medications, you know, Jim Crow Joe is a liar. Mm-hmm. He is a liar. But see, you've been hiding in the basement, Jim Crow Joe. How would you know what President Trump has already done?
That's right. And so, you know, the next debate, I know that it's going to supposed to be another debate, even though Biden, it's a possibility that he may want to skip it. But during this particular debate, I'm ready for my president to knock it out the park.
Not only knock it out the park, but also mm-hmm. let the American people know exactly what he's been doing for them, which is again, it's so difficult when you have bias. A biased moderator and a man who stands on stage and Jim Crow Joe, he just lies. It just spew out of his mouth. But I do want to see more offense and less defense.
Yeah. Well, when somebody is like a boxer, when you got two against one and you're defending yourself, there is a way that you have to come back with offense. You got to duck and dive and then come back around and then bam, put your nugget out there.
Wait a minute. Duck and dive, weave and bob. This is what you got to do.
I love it.
But overall, now the president did a phenomenal job.
Oh, phenomenal.
You know, overall, he did a phenomenal job in this debate. But I'm just looking at the moderator, how they cahoots with Jim Crow Joe, how they try to hide him, how they try to save him. And yeah.
You probably didn't even notice, Diamond, is that whenever Chris Wallace was going up against President Trump, there was a split screen camera and you had Biden. He was looking down at his notes and you could see his lips mimicking mm-hmm. the words. There, it's like he was trying to remember something. So when I saw that, you know what that told me?
What?
They already rehearsed the Q&A.
Oh my God. So already you are alleging, within your spirit that they've already rehearsed everything?
Well, I'm just, okay, let me say it like this. When I saw that, I'm like wondering, did they do it? So I'm not saying that they did it because I wasn't there.
Right.
Okay. But when you're sitting there and you're studying your notes, mm-hmm. and you're mimicking what's on the paper via your lips, mm-hmm. that means to me you're ready for the next question. You know something. I thought nobody knew anything except what we're going to talk about, even though you don't know what the question was going to be specifically.
Oh, so that is so smart that you picked up on that. You saw that.
Yes. That's what I saw. Silk is the strategic one. I'm the one behind the scene and I see little bitty things and I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So he had plenty of time to be down there in that basement to rehearse and see what's going to happen, you know, if that's what they did. Because once again, y'all, I wasn't there.
Right.
Uh-huh. I was not there.
Well, hopefully if they have a second debate, we'll see what the outcome is. But if they don't even have another debate, it's time for the American people to make the choice uh-huh. on who is best for this country. And would you pick somebody that ain't never done nothing for the country? Or would you keep somebody that has already proven that he can and will do something for the country? And that's your only option.
That's your only option.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. your only hope for our country, because we've already seen it. We've mm-hmm. already had a taste of it. Even I was looking through the feed and I saw a video of a black man talking about, you know, I see something here. You know, no, he said, I was not for Trump. Mm-hmm. I didn't vote for Trump. He said, but I'm seeing something here. I'm seeing a way out. Mm. I'm seeing a way out of what I thought, you know, they've told me that this is how it's supposed to be. He said, but I'm seeing this way out. Mm. And I'm loving what I'm feeling and I'm loving what I'm seeing. And he said, you all, I'm a black man. And he said, I'm a Democrat. He said, but I'm seeing a way out.
Right.
President Trump.
Right.
And I was like, look at this. Look at this right here. There are certainly people that you don't see and people that you do see.
Right. Well, speaking of seeing and don't seeing, honey, I was paying attention. You know, why in the heck are we seeing Comey up there on the Hill testifying? Why ain't Crooked up there? Why ain't Obama up there? And why ain't Joe Biden? Joe Biden is running for president. He need to be running to the nearest jail. He need to be jailed, prosecuted to the full extent of the law for what they tried to pull on the candidate Donald J. Trump and then President Donald J. Trump. They knew a lot of things that was in place that they tried to do to this man. That's why I can see why President Trump can be upset and irritated with these folks. They tried to take him down. They tried to take him under. And nobody is being called to the table or held responsible. I'm tired of people going up there just testifying. It's time to prosecute some of these people and throw their behinds in jail for treason is what needs to happen.
Even down to them saying that we're not going to prosecute anybody or move forward with this particular Russia investigation case until after the election, because we don't want it to appear to be political. But it was already political.
It was already political. So and even everything.
You don't want to make it appear like it's a political. But it was done because of politics.
It was done because of politics, because you all wanted to keep control. That's why it was done. You all didn't want anyone to see your messiness, the things that you were doing, how you were skimming from the top. President Trump had to continue to drain the swamp so that we, the American people, can see exactly what's going on. You all, they did not want us to see that. So they was doing everything in their power to stop him. That's in right. any way, by any means necessary.
And I believe that it was deliberately dragged out to now.
Right.
So that they
right.
can say, we don't want to make it look political. Mm-hmm. All of this is a bunch of hogwash. What I see, it is a two-tier justice system that's going on here. There have been crimes against our president that's been committed, crimes against the American people that's been committed, and crimes against humanity that's been committed.
That's right.
It's clear as freaking day. Mm-hmm. And it's time for someone to do something about it. Even down to these mail-out mass ballots, it's time for somebody to go straight to jail.
It surely is. And that's the only thing that we can hope, is that the Justice Department step in and start pressing charges against these people and prosecuting them to the full extent of the law.
That's right.
Well, so speaking of ballots, girl, let me just tell you who we have that we're going to be talking to about those ballots. Mm-hmm. He's an American conservative political activist. He produces secretly recorded undercover audio and video encounters in governmental and social service organizations purporting to show abusive or illegal behavior. Please welcome to the show, James O'Keefe. Okay, you all, so we are here talking to James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. James, a lot to talk about, and a lot to pack into this podcast. Yes. So I want to just start the question off with this. What is illegal ballot harvesting?
Great question. Great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me on to talk about this. The ballot harvesting is when you're collecting more than three ballots in Minnesota. It's against the law. You're not allowed to have hundreds of ballots in your possession. Collect these ballots. That's a violation of state law. What this man in the videotape was doing that you see, bragging about all the ballots in his car. But it's also illegal. It's against federal law. It's a felony, federal felony, to pay someone for their ballot, to give cash for a ballot, which is also what you see in the video. You see the ballot harvester giving $200 to a voter in exchange for a registration form, and then they take the ballot once they get it and fill it out. So these are multiple federal crimes, state crimes. And Diamond and Silk, what makes these videos unique is that now we have the proof. It's not just our opinion or we heard about it. You can actually see the crime on the videotape.
So let me ask you this. Now, I noticed that a lot of people have been complaining about getting 2 and 3 ballots in their name at one time. So are they being implicated into a crime against their will, possibly, if you have these different people, the different states sending out numerous ballots to one person?
I don't think the voter would be implicated unless they harvested these ballots, sold them to someone who then filled them out. Some states have laws. You're not allowed, like in Minnesota, where this videotape was recorded, you're not allowed to have in your possession more than 3 ballots. It's against the law. And there's reasons for those laws. You know, and I don't think the founders of this country intended to have people with a car overflowing with ballots. I mean, it strikes you as if the South Park writers wrote an episode about what voter fraud would look like, that's that video. So what I would say is that you're fine. Just don't sell your ballot. Don't give it to somebody else and have them vote for you. You'd think this is common sense, but I think these people want to lie, cheat, and steal. They believe that all means are necessary to just win. And it's that unethical kind of they don't think they're ever going to be punished for this. They think they can get away with it because up until now they have. And hopefully your audience takes this video clip and sends it to the FBI and the Department of Justice and Attorney General.
How did you hear about this going on? Who made you aware about this possibly happening right there in Ilhan Omar district?
Right.
Well, we have people who reach out to us. You know, this is a Somali community, this is Minnesota, Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis. A lot of Somalis live there. And these people are very upset at this occurring. They felt it was wrong. And they felt like nobody was doing anything about it. It was an open secret in Minnesota this was happening. FBI director last week says, oh, there's no voter fraud. I mean, can you imagine the director of an investigative bureau saying there's no fraud? It's pretty amazing. So these people in the Somali community in Minnesota had no place to go. They couldn't go to the New York Times. They can't go to the FBI, apparently. So they go to Project Veritas. They contact me. And we gave them these little, you know, hidden cameras. And they went around and they recorded them selling these ballots for money. It's on the tape. And now these people are afraid. They're afraid for their lives. And that's why it's so important that the video is shared like by the president and embedded by all your audience and getting tens of millions of views. It's important that the story is be as big as possible to protect these people.
To protect them. Let me ask you this here. How did this tie to Ilhan Omar? Is she involved in this here scam or this scheme?
Yes. Yeah. First of all, the harvesters on the tape, who again are speaking in Somali, are saying that they're being told to vote for Ilhan. They're being told to vote for her. So they go to the voters and they say, you must vote for Ilhan Omar. Also, this man, Ali Ise, he's the campaign director, the deputy official for Ilhan Omar. He's behind it. He's a person working for the campaign. And he's the one conducting this activity, paying for this activity, according to the people that are harvesting the votes and that are getting paid. They all say his name. They're all very pressured. They actually line these elderly people. They bring them into the poll locations and they tell them who to vote for. So these people are kind of victims. They're victims of the system.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to do, and they have to do it. They could lose their citizenship. They could be pressured. This is a very tight-knit community. And they don't trust any outsiders. And that's why up until now, you haven't seen this on tape.
Well, you know what? If you continue to do your investigation, I can almost guarantee you that you will finally figure out how it is that a lot of these other people that continue to get elected and get put in office without even campaigning, what are they doing behind the scene to continue this? Because I guarantee you that this did not just start. Mm-mm. I believe this has been happening for years and years and years, and now they're just implementing it in, within a federal election, you know, when it comes down to the president. Also, this is called bribery.
Yeah.
I don't care how you slice or dice it. This here is called bribery, and somebody needs to go to jail for breaking the law.
Right. Well, Ilhan Omar, do you think she will ever be prosecuted? She's a congresswoman. She should know better.
Well, I mean, this is the challenge. I mean, we don't have Ilhan Omar herself on the video. We have her people. So at the very least, they should be prosecuted if they're breaking the law. I mean, the guy's on tape literally breaking the law, literally doing a transaction. If he's not prosecuted, that would have grave and dangerous consequences for our country. And you are absolutely right. This has been going on for years. They say it's an open secret there. Nobody does anything about it because there's no public, there's no journalism, there's no investigation, there's no one held accountable. But the difference is, Diamond and Silk, it all changes when you have it on tape.
Hey.
When people can see it.
Yeah.
That's what we need more of. And people watching this show, I don't care where you are, who you are, what state you're in, Pennsylvania, Texas, California. I mean, this is a global podcast. Everyone's watching it. And you are witness to this fraud. Maybe your neighbor or your boss or you work in an elections office and you see this stuff.
Yeah.
You contact Project Veritas. And our email is veritastips@protonmail.com. It's very easy. Send us a note and we will give you a camera and we will protect you and we will tell your stories. The only way we're going to change things is if we catch them in the act.
Well, thank God for you, James. I mean, yeah. I'm so thankful that you did this because I have been crying out that a lot of these ballots that is unable to be verified need to be null and void. It should be voidable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, they shouldn't be able to give ballots and turn their ballots in after the election and then correct their ballots and so forth. The Democrats should not be able to change the rules in the middle of the game. And that's apparently what's happening and what has been happening. And so I'm so grateful that you're doing what you're doing.
Right.
I mean, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't know this.
We wouldn't know. And another thing, James, is that with this being the most important election of our lifetime, 2020, and to have the left want to do this universal mail-out ballots and want to have us questioning the integrity of our elections, and now you come forth with this video proven of this illegal scheme that's going on where people are actually paying people for their vote. This is absurd.
That's right.
Have you talked to anybody in the Justice Department? Have anybody contacted
we talked to the county prosecutor who said it was illegal. They told us to talk to the sheriff's office. This is sort of breaking news here, the guys. It just happened this morning with this new latest video. The president, Trump tweeted the video multiple times. He embedded the video. Don Trump Jr. embedded the video. So this is the one they were up talking about, tax returns on Sunday, you know, Trump's tax return. This story on Twitter replaced the tax return story. So I think that these people are more shocked and outraged by ballots being bought and paid for with cash money than they are with tax returns. I think that the Justice Department will be forced to do something about this. I don't know what that is. I'm concerned about the director, Christopher Wray of the FBI, saying there's no evidence of voter fraud.
Wow.
I don't know how that man can say that with a straight face. And I don't know what he's thinking now. What is he going to say, that he was wrong?
Yeah.
I worry these people are too proud and to admit that they were wrong. So I hope that they do something about this. And I think Bill Barr, he seems like a good man. He seems like he believes in the rule of law. If he does believe in the rule of law, he must do something about this tape release today.
Right. What is your suggestion moving forward to people out there when it comes down to voting? What do you suggest them do? How do you suggest them do it? And what do you tell them if somebody offered them money for their vote?
Well, you don't take money for a vote. You're yourself committing a crime. And you can't do that. Even the voter in the tape that took the $200, he even says in the tape, he says, you know, when can we arrange the deal, get more money? Don't do that. I think as Americans, we fundamentally believe in the rule of law. We fundamentally are an ethical people. I think 80% of people are shocked and outraged. It literally shocks you to see this transaction, and it's against everything we stand for. And there's always going to be 10% or whatever the percentage is, 5% on the extreme, that think you need to lie, cheat, and steal in order to win. But fundamentally, most people are against that. And my advice to people how to vote, first of all, do it ethically, do it legally, do it in person. It's probably the safest way to do it. And if you see this happening, or if you suspect someone doing it, what you need to do is you need to take one of our cameras, go to projectveritas.com, veritastips@protonmail.com. You need to, if you're an election judge, if you're in the UPS office, if you anywhere, we will give you a camera. Wow. We will get our lawyers protecting you. We will set you up and we will tell your story, because I'm telling you, putting pressure on this Justice Department to actually hold these people accountable, and getting them on tape, is the only thing that we can do to ensure a fair election.
Right. Bless your heart. And don't allow anybody to bully you out of your vote.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
No, don't ever let anyone influence you. That's illegal. Coercion, influence. If they're doing that to you, take out your iPhone and record the audio and send it to me.
Come on.
Wow.
Come
on. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much, James. I appreciate you coming on to let us know what happened with this. Everyone, when you see the video, share. That's how more people are going to are going to know what's going on. Share that video, y'all. Right. Share it when you see Project Veritas, when it comes to this voting, this ballot harvesting, these people paying people for votes. It needs to be shared across the world.
Yes. At least we know they can't get the fact checkers in on it
to say something was wrong with it, because you have everything on tape.
Right on tape.
So thank you so much for being with us. We surely appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Thanks, Simon. So talk to you soon.
Thank you all so much for joining us. Make sure that you get a copy of our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get a signed autographed book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com. That's diamondandsilkbookstore.com. And make sure you subscribe, so each time we drop a new podcast, you will receive a notification.
Also, if anyone wants to advertise on our podcast, please send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Now, we was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.